Rapids and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The FBI arrests a Texas man they believe was planning a terrorist attack. More from reporter Chris Fox.
The FBI believes 28-year-old Anas Saeed tried to provide support to the terrorist organization ISIS and admitted to planning a terrorist attack on U.S. soil, all from his West Houston apartment. U.S. Attorney Alamdar Hamdani saying a search of Saeed's devices revealed pro-ISIS videos, images, and direct communications.
Included the discussion on his alleged plans to commit violent acts in Houston and his desire to use an explosive belt.
Saeed is charged with attempting to provide material support to ISIS. It carries a maximum sentence of 20 years. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The Justice Department is out with a damning report on conditions at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. It comes after an inmate died 2 years ago without being noticed for several days and found covered in bed bugs. Assistant AG for Civil Rights, Kristen Clark.
The Fulton County Jail had as many stabbings in a single month as the Miami-Dade County Jail had all year. And that's the facility with 1.5 times more people.
President-elect Donald Trump taps vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Syra Madad with the Belfer Center at Harvard's Kennedy School.
This particular nomination is sending shockwaves among the public health community. And we know that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has spent decades, actually, 40 years, undermining public health initiatives and promoting dangerous conspiracy theories.
Trump on the campaign trail indicated that he didn't want to shake up the Department of Education. He wants to abolish it. Washington Post education reporter Laura Meckler.
I think the idea of closing the department is something that really just hits people. A lot of people think it would be an extreme step. So I think it would probably be fairly unpopular, broadly speaking.
Republicans have accused the education department of pushing gender ideology and critical race theory. A new study reveals obesity in America has doubled over the past three decades, and it's getting worse. Reporter Brad Gibson.
A study in the journal Lancet estimates around 1 in 5 children, 1 in 3 adolescents, and 2 in 3 adults will be obese by 2050. The study's lead author, Marie Ng.
We're expecting the number of people experiencing obesity and overweight to rise to 260 million.
Obesity is at its highest levels in southern states like Texas and Oklahoma.
Tropical storm Sara has made landfall in northern Honduras with winds of approximately 45 miles per hour and brings heavy rain to Central America, which could lead to life-threatening flooding and landslides. This is CBS News.
The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Bucks come alive. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks battled, sending their game into overtime with a 127-120 win over the Pistons in Milwaukee. For the 10th time in his career, Giannis scored 50 or more points with 59. The Bucks improved to 4-8. Doc Rivers.
We don't like our record. We're starting to like it more and more with each win, right? But it tells you on the inside how close this team is and how much this team believes that we're going to be a good team.
Bucks center, Brooke Lopez.
We didn't start the third the way we wanted, but when we started picking it up, the crowd was into it. They picked us up again. They brought us to another level, and they just continued to do that throughout the rest of the game.
NFL, the Packers face a Bears team that have lost 3 games in a row and fired their offensive coordinator. Do the Packer players still think this could be a dogfight in Chicago Sunday?
No, 100%. The rivalry is there in its own, but, it's another North opponent, so we're definitely locked in on that.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's a story you would typically read in The Onion, which is interesting because it involves The Onion. The satirical newspaper has purchased right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' outlet InfoWars. InfoWars claimed bankruptcy due to lies spread about the Sandy Hook massacre. Does this seem like a strange marriage? It does indeed. One theory, according to Variety, says The Onion purchased the entity to keep it out of the hands of other alt-right conspiracy theorists. It's also not a bad publicity move for The Onion. To summarize the story, area man expects expects more truth and less lies with a dose of laughter. Variety reports that actress Sophie Turner will play Lara Croft in Amazon MGM's new Tomb Raider series. Variety says the Game of Thrones actress is the highest profile actress to play the role since Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander. The series is still in development stages. A release date has not yet been set. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and light winds, a perfect recipe for a little bit of fog out there. Otherwise, lows will drop to the upper 30s. On your Friday, patchy morning fog will give way to a mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs will top out in the lower 50s. Currently 46 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a little more recombobulating with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. We'll wrap up the show with a Friday This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
The Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, it's Thursday. We're creeping up on the weekend here. What a marvelous, little bit of sun out here in Portland, although it's supposed to be rainy all day. So get ready. We've got one of these atmospheric rivers and apparently heading your way. I'm assuming pretty much all of you are east of me, unless you happen to be on, you know, the Oregon coast. We got a lot to talk about today. How to stop the billionaire takeover. Democrats have to declare class warfare. I'll tell you about that. Also, rising fascism and truth dying news. Republicans have seized control of basically everything. The presidency, the Senate, the House, and the Supreme Court. Who's going to save democracy? I think it's going to be us. And, you know, and our allies who are still left in the federal government. Also, did The Onion just buy InfoWars? That's our crazy alert for the day. In the second hour of our program, our single guest for the day will be Phil Itner. He's back in Ukraine now, so probably be live from Ukraine. What's going to happen to Ukraine under Donald Trump? Again, I think that the reason Joe Biden spent 2 hours with Trump yesterday, I said this last night on my friend and colleague Dean Obidala's program, was that Trump would be that Biden was going to spend 2 hours with Trump to try and talk him into not handing Ukraine over to Putin. And sure enough, this morning, the White House said that one of the two main topics of discussion was Ukraine. So we'll see how that shakes out. So we'll talk with Phil Itner about that. He's certainly keeping his eye on that, and he's got good sources inside the Iranian military and intelligence community. That'll be at the top of the second hour. Vivek Ramaswamy now wants to end veterans' health programs. Wow. These are the folks we send to war, the ones who Trump calls suckers and losers. And Ramaswamy, who never served, is saying, yeah, let's cut the veterans' health programs. Also, in the third hour of our program, line up to kiss the ring, how to join the brown nosers sucking up to Trump, and the new fascist mantra for the GOP exposed. If Trump says jump 3 feet, we jump 3 feet high. Actually, I think it's more like if Trump says jump 3 feet, we jump 6 feet high. But, you know, what can you say? Anyhow, how to stop the billionaire takeover. This is, it's kind of a variation on pogo. You know, we've seen the enemy and he is we or us. The title of the Daily Take today is The Betrayal of the American Dream. Excuse me, that is not today's Daily Take. I'm sorry, I've got yesterday's up. How to stop the billionaire takeover. Democrats must declare class warfare. And what I laid out was that basically the Republican Party and the billionaires who own the Republican Party declared class warfare on all the rest of us way back in the 1980s with the Reagan administration. And a couple of Democratic presidents, specifically Clinton and Obama, kind of went along with that. You know, they maintained relatively low taxes. They maintained free trade, you know, NAFTA and all these kind of things. They didn't put tariffs back into place. They didn't bring our jobs home. And the, you know, Obama's great accomplishment of a national health care system was one that was 100% based on shoveling billions, trillions of taxpayer dollars into the coffers of big insurance companies. But, you know, I mean, it was something. It was a good start. But all it did is really empower the insurance companies to own our political system. So, you know, the class war continues. And as I point out, the last Republican or the last Democrat who actually declared class war back at the Republicans was Franklin Roosevelt. And he did it in a big way. I mean, you know, the first off, you had when Warren Harding came into office in March of 1920, or 1921, actually, it was the election of 1920. In March of 1920, Warren Harding became president, and within a year or so, he had fulfilled his major campaign promise. He had two campaign promises. The first was he was going to cut the top tax rate. It was 91% at that time, which Woodrow Wilson had raised it up to help fight World War I. He dropped that down to 25%. And then his second campaign promise, he campaigned on a slogan of more business in government, less government in business. In other words, privatize and deregulate. And he did that, and he deregulated Wall Street. And that kicked off this frenzy of, you know, Wall Street activity and an explosion in the stock market. And the rich got really richer, and working class people were still being shot in the streets for trying to unionize. And we refer to that era as the Roaring Twenties. Well, the Roaring Twenties came to a screeching halt on October 29th, 1929, on Black Tuesday, the day that the market just absolutely, utterly cratered. And that, you know, led to Franklin, to Franklin Roosevelt, to the presidency of Franklin Roosevelt. And this is what he had to say about this, about declaring war back on the Republicans. Because basically, the GOP declared class warfare on Democrats in March of 1920. Democrats got their power back in March of 1933 when FDR was sworn into office. And this is what Franklin Roosevelt had to say about this. This was from his Madison Square Garden renomination acceptance speech in 1936. And I believe it was October of 1936. No, it had to have been earlier than that. But anyway, he said, "For out of this modern civilization, economic royalists carved new dynasties. New kingdoms were built upon concentration of control over material things. It was natural and perhaps human that the privileged princes of these new economic dynasties, thirsting for power, reached out for control over government itself." This is the language of class warfare. And like I said, no Democrat has used this language. In fact, Kamala Harris was running around with Liz Cheney saying, "We're going to give Republicans a seat at the table. You know, we want to work with them. We want to be bipartisan." Some Democratic consultant told her, "Yeah, you should try to be bipartisan." Meanwhile, the Republicans are walking around going, "Screw the libtards. We'll have nothing to do with the Democrats." So anyhow, FDR goes on. He says, "These economic royalists complain that we seek to overthrow the institutions of America. What they really complain about is that we seek to take away their power." And he paused for a moment and then thunders, "Our allegiance to American institutions requires the overthrow of this kind of power." Now, the crowd in Madison Square Garden went absolutely nuts when he said that. People were just over it. They were over the greed. They were over the theft. They were over the self-righteous proclamations that the Constitution protected the morbidly rich. Average working people knew that these economic royalists weren't patriots. They were looters, vandals, and political arsonists. And FDR went on. He said, "In vain they seek to hide behind the flag and the Constitution. In their blindness, they forget what the flag and the Constitution stand for. Now, as always, they stand for democracy, not tyranny, for freedom, not subjection, and against a dictatorship by mob rule and the overprivileged alike. FDR declared class war. And he got elected four times to the presidency. In fact, it was during the Eisenhower presidency after, Ike, Republicans took back Congress the amendment was passed that said that presidents can only serve two terms or up to 10 years. So here we are. So when did the war against us, when did Republicans declare class war against us? I would say that it started with Nixon, and it started with Nixon actually, I could say it started with Lewis Powell. Nixon putting Lewis Powell on the Supreme Court was the beginning of it. And then, along that led directly to Reagan, who tried to end enforcement of our antitrust laws, gutted our environmental regulations, killed off the Fairness Doctrine and the Equal Time Rule, fought every effort to reduce student debt, in fact created the student debt crisis, opposed every program to broaden access to health care coverage, attacked our right to vote, privatized Medicare and the Medicare Advantage scam, assailed environmental regulations, went to the mat to defend hundreds of billions in annual subsidies, deregulating social media, Section 230, packing our courts with toadies for giant corporations and the rich, stripping over $50 trillion from the working class since 1981, handing that money to the morbidly rich, rejecting every effort to raise the national minimum wage, and most recently, Trump congratulated Elon Musk on his union-busting success. So, here we are. This is where we're at. As billionaire Warren Buffett famously said, there is class warfare, all right, but it's my class, the rich class, that's making war, and we're winning. It is way past time to take off the gloves. Reagan and Republicans have been attacking us using class warfare language for years. They call us pointy-headed intellectuals, ivory tower elites, eggheads, limousine liberals, champagne socialists, latte liberals, the wine and cheese crowd, coastal elites, tax and spend liberals, bleeding hearts, do-gooders, tree huggers, environmental wackos, libtards, communists, and even feminazis. And what do the Democrats call Republicans? Our friends on the other side of the aisle. Really? War requires a delineation between our side and their side, between the good guys and the enemy. Nobody is going to rush into the ramparts against somebody that we're happy to work with on a bipartisan basis. Newt Gingrich taught this lesson to Republicans in 1996, and they've held to it with a religious fervor. No quarter. Class war sounds ugly, but that's exactly what Republicans and their billionaire backers have been waging against working class Americans for 43 years now. It's damn well time to fight back by declaring a class war of our own. Step one is to come up with a word to describe these people that gets into the popular press. It used to be robber barons or, the greedy rich. I've used morbidly rich. If you have any suggestions, I'd love to hear them. I think we need to come up with a one or two word description for the people who have declared war on middle class America.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'll be right back with your calls and more of the news of the day.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own
but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results, Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community, and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. And they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay
me. Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You still hurt and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. The reason I did, it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CBD is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Visit CBDistillery.com CBDistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off everything on the site. That's CBDistillery.com and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, CBDistillery.com.
By creed, by pay, but together we're stronger in every way. From the Rust Belt towns to the shining shores, we're breaking their chains, we're breaking down doors. The billionaire rule is gonna fall, 'cause we're coming together, one for all. They've broken unions, sold our dreams, turned hard work to twisted schemes. Politicians in pockets, they pull all the strings. It's time for the people to clip their wings. 'Cause we're more than just wages, we're more than their plan. We're fighting back as one across this land. Oh, it's time to rise, time to stand tall. Fighting back, stop their fall.
Meanwhile, on Russian state TV, and this is absolutely crazy, another translated clip of Tucker Carlson and Tulsi Gabbard, introduced by state TV host Vladimir Solovyev as our girlfriend Tulsi. And Nate's got a screenshot of this that you can see there on our screen if you're watching. After the clip plays, one of the panelists, and this is in real time last night on Russian television, says, is she some sort of a Russian agent? And the host quickly replies, yes, she is. Our girlfriend, Tulsi. Isn't that cute? Russian television just loves Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, of course, is the Putin puppet that Donald Trump has picked to be the director of national intelligence, the person who will not only have access to all of our most heavily guarded secrets, but also will be able to destroy them, change them, or give them to Putin if she wants to. She has, for example, she has said it's an undeniable fact that there are 25 to 30 U.S.-funded biolabs in Ukraine. This was Putin's original rationale for invading Ukraine. He said there are biolabs and we need to take them out. It was just like George W. Bush lying about, weapons of mass destruction and germ warfare in Iraq. Tulsi Gabbard repeatedly echoed this lie from the Kremlin, from Putin. She echoed it. She said it on television. She said it on Fox. She's been saying it all over the place. And here we go. What do you do with that? What do you do when you've got a Russian asset in charge of your intelligence services? I'm just boggled. This is Donald Trump telling us all, screw you guys, I'm going to burn this country to the ground. Will the Republican Party stand up to him? I don't know. What say you?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have a Gates alert and a crazy alert on the other side of the break, and then I'll be picking up your call. Stay with us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, it might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. 28-year-old Anas Saeed has been charged with trying to provide material support to the Islamic State terrorist group and planning violent attacks in Houston. The FBI says it's been watching him since 2017. To another federal investigation, the Justice Department has released a stinging report on conditions at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Kristen Clark.
Fulton County Jail does not adequately protect incarcerated people from violence, such as stabbing, sexual abuse, or even murder.
President-elect Donald Trump says he wants vaccine skeptic Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
This is a pick that the president-elect has been pledging for months. And in recent days, he's been telling associates that he was standing by his pick of Kennedy for HHS and wouldn't hear otherwise. One source saying no one could talk him out of it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba, who's up for a good old-fashioned boxing match. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson square off this weekend. Paul took to his social media platforms to troll Tyson by wearing diamond-spiked ear covers to get under the former champ's skin. The dig is from when Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear years ago. Not allowed in boxing. Paul is the odds-on favorite to win the fight. According to odds makers, Paul is the odds-on favorite due to the fact that Tyson hasn't fought in 19 years, has been near death due to illness more than once, and is more than twice Paul's age. Come on, Iron Mike. Sometimes people struggle after they retire. This appears to be the case for actress Cameron Diaz, who is ending her 11-year hiatus from show business. Diaz has been cast opposite Jamie Foxx in the Netflix spy movie called Back in Action, a comedy thriller. The duo previously starred together in the film Annie. Back in Action drops January 17th on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's a story you would typically read in The Onion, which is interesting because it involves The Onion. The satirical newspaper has purchased right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' outlet InfoWars. InfoWars claimed bankruptcy due to lies spread about the Sandy Hook massacre. Does this seem like a strange marriage? It does indeed. One theory, according to Variety, says The Onion purchased the entity to keep it out of the hands of other alt-right conspiracy theorists. It's also not a bad publicity move for The Onion. To summarize the story, area man expects more truth and less lies with a dose of laughter. Variety reports that actress Sophie Turner will play Laura Croft in Amazon MGM's new Tomb Raider series. Variety says the Game of Thrones actress is the highest profile actress to play the role since Angelina Jolie and Alicia Vikander. The series is still in development stages. A release date has not yet been set. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds in the overnight and light winds. A perfect recipe for a little bit of fog out there. Otherwise, lows will drop to the upper 30s. On your Friday, patchy morning fog will give way to a mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs will top out in the lower 50s. Currently 46 degrees.
the Badgers.
Feeds Max, makes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the one and only Frank Hermans, who is live in the studio, and I will definitely let him be Frank. It's also a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music and fun convo.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Behind the curtain, don't you know? Of freedom, now faint and weak, where facts once flourished, silence speaks. Headlines bend to the power and might, cloaking the story in endless night. Fascism rising, truth dying slow. Trump's behind the curtain, don't you know?
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls in just a moment. But first, I wanted to share a couple of more, a little more of, you know, our morning rant here. A Trump source told CNN's Mark Preston that President-elect Donald Trump picked Matt Gaetz because he wants to, quote, burn the Department of Justice down from the inside. Now, there's virtually universal shock. What Trump knows and what he did when he was president last time is that he doesn't need Senate confirmation. Trump had, by the time he left office, virtually every single one of his cabinet officials, his Secretary of Defense, his Secretary of his EPA administrator, I don't have the list memorized. I had to look it up. But there was about a half a dozen of them who were acting. Remember Chris Miller, the guy who was the head of the Army, who said that, you know, no, I think he was acting Secretary of Defense at the time. He said, you may not send National Guard to the Capitol building on January 6th. That was that famous January 5th memo where, I'm speaking on behalf of the president of Trump. He said, you can't help out the Capitol Police. Many of those people. Now, the law says that you can appoint an acting person to fill a position, one of these cabinet positions, for a limited period of time. My recollection is it's 90 days. It might be 6 months. I could be wrong. But Trump pushed that. He went way beyond those limits in several cases. He had several people, acting cabinet secretaries, acting department heads, who literally were there illegally. And it didn't matter. People did what they said. The press reported on them as acting so-and-so and almost never mentioned the fact that they were there illegally. So, you know, people are sitting around going, oh, yeah, Matt Gaetz, he'll never make it through the Senate. Tulsi Gabbard, she'll never make it through the Senate. Donald Trump doesn't need the Senate. He will appoint these people to these positions on an acting basis. And then, you know, if somebody sues or whatever and says, oh, you know, you've gone beyond the number of months that this person can serve, you are now violating the law, Mr. Trump. Donald will say, this is an official act. The Supreme Court said that official acts are immune from prosecution. You can't even litigate against me. Tough luck. I'm going to break the law. I'm going to have, you know, Matt Gaetz be the acting attorney general for the next 4 years. Screw you, buddy. And Gaetz hates the FBI. I mean, the FBI was who went after him for having sex with an underage girl and participating in drug-fueled orgies. You got members of Congress talking about Matt Gaetz walking around the floor of Congress with his phone showing videos of him having sex with young girls. I mean, the guy is like weird, sick weird.
But and then here comes, you know, and of course he left Congress yesterday so that tomorrow the Ethics Committee won't release their report. Now, this is interesting. The Ethics Committee can still release their report tomorrow about Matt Gaetz having sex with underage girls and taking drugs. They can still release this report. But they're dominated by Republicans. So the question is the chair of that committee, and frankly, I don't know who that is off the top of my head, but is the chairman of that committee or woman willing to challenge Donald Trump, willing to take on the man, Matt Gaetz, who's going to be the chief law enforcement officer of the United States? And then you got Senator Tommy Tuberville. He says, I've already seen a couple of them. He's talking about senators saying, I'm not going to vote for Gaetz. Wait a minute. You're not the United States of you are not the United States of America. You have one vote in the U.S. Senate. You did not get elected president. Vote with President Trump. This is the last chance we're going to have of saving this country. And then Mark Preston, who was, on CNN, he's a host. He says, now, I got to tell you, I just got off the phone with a senior Trump advisor, and he tells me, quote, Trump is going to bring in somebody to burn the DOJ down from the inside, and Matt is going to do that. They have got to be freaking out over at the Department of Justice. I mean, this is truly extraordinary. And in June, a woman testified before the House Ethics Committee that Gaetz paid her for sex and that he took her to sex and drug-fueled parties. There's an actual witness, an actual testimony before Congress. This so grossed out Kevin McCarthy that he ordered the investigation into Gaetz. And it so grossed out Mike Johnson that he allowed it to continue when he took over as Speaker of the House. So where's this going to go? Like I said, my prediction is Trump will simply appoint him as an acting director, and that'll be the end of it. Unless the senators all fall into line, all the Republicans, they only need 50 they only need 50 now because, Vice President Vance will be able to break the ties. So they've got 52 senators right now. I think they may end up with 53. My mind is blown. Meanwhile, speaking of mind blown, The Onion apparently just bought Alex Jones's InfoWars. Now, of course, you and I both know what Alex Jones is going to do. His assets are being auctioned off right now to pay the Sandy Hook families for his defamation of them. But you and I both know that what's actually going to happen is that Alex is simply going to come up with a new URL. He's going to buy some new equipment. He'll hook up with somebody who's got a studio. And he will be back on the air day one afterwards, and the old InfoWars site is going to die. I thought it would have been funny to buy the URL, but then I thought, who wants the grief? So I'm guessing. Well, we'll see. We'll see what The Onion does with it. So what's on your mind, Arnie in Palm Springs, California? Hey, Arnie, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I have to admit, I just do not understand cults mentality. And it blows my mind. Like, for example, so many of the people that Trump's policies will hurt the most are people that voted for him.
That's correct. Absolutely correct.
What's going on in their minds?
Number one, they hate the same people Trump hates, right? People of color. And the queer community and Muslims, number one. Number two, they're really pissed off that the cost of food and rent has gone up so dramatically over the last 4 years, and they're blaming Biden for it. And Harris is part of the Biden administration and said she wouldn't do anything different than what Joe Biden did. Number three, they don't know that inflation was the result of Trump mishandling the pandemic in the last year of his administration. And that Biden actually wrung that inflation out of the economy in a shorter period of time. I mean, Reagan had 8 years and he never got inflation below 4.1%. But they don't know this because the Biden administration completely failed in their obligation to message to America the good stuff that they were doing and to talk constantly about inflation and how they're getting it under control. This was a massive failure of communication, and whoever is in charge of communications at the White House should never be allowed, you know, near a position like that in the future. That's my take on it. And then the fourth thing would be that Trump had 150 different billionaire families who put billions of dollars into advertising. And with advertising, with enough advertising over a long enough period of time, you can typically convince people of pretty much just about anything. So that's my take on it.
Well, let me give you one example. And I have a friend whose brother is a Trump-lican.
Uh-huh.
And he seemed to be very, very proud of it. And turns out that he is a teacher. And with the abolishment of the Department of Education, his job is in total jeopardy. And now he's beginning to have second thoughts, but only too late.
Yeah. Well, the group that'll take the biggest hit if the DOE goes away are handicapped kids. Kids with ADD or kids with dyslexia, learning disabilities, all the way up to kids who are, you know, physically or mentally seriously challenged. Because the DOD, the Department of Education, or the federal budget, basically, via the DOE, underwrites that stuff, all that Title I stuff. The whole thing is, if you can get your kid coded, then the local school can provide them with extra services courtesy of the federal government. And that will go away. You're absolutely right. And, I don't think that they're going to kill off the Department of Education. I think they're going to do like, you know, DeSantis and Abbott have done in Florida and Texas. They're going to try for a national voucher system to simply replace public schools. They really want to get rid of the unionized teachers. That's break the teachers union and destroy public schools. Have a stupid electorate. That's what Republicans want. That's easiest. So, yeah. Arnie, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls. It's Talk Media for the sane among us. Stay with us. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide. That's justthrivehealth.com. And to save 20%, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of...
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You ever exercise and watch your diet and trying to get your cholesterol down and nothing happens? It doesn't work. It can be frustrating. Well, your best support for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement made with berberine. It's from nature. It's formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel great after taking Super Bearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. Super Bearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your health and for your heart. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's Super Bearing, BERINE.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 15% off and save even more on bundles. Superbearing.com. And the code is TOM. And you don't know what to say. Feel the weight of anger, the heaviness of fear. But there's a way to make a change. The path is crystal clear. Don't just sit there waiting for the tide to turn. Rise up and take your stand. Let your passion burn. Don't get mad, get involved, let your voice be heard. Stand up, speak out, change the world with every word. From the ballots to the streets, in every way you can. Together we can shape the future, every woman, every man. It's easy to feel helpless, like you're just one small voice. But every single action adds Welcome
up.
Back, 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Brad in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Hey, Brad, what's up?
My feeling, Tom, is the Republicans, by their hubris, have planted the seeds of their own destruction.
I believe you're right, Brad.
Trump is going to do everything he says. Yeah. And I think that's going to alienate huge swathes of the independents who voted merely on an economic perception at the grocery store and things like that. I think his first agenda is to go after the stuff, the domestic stuff.
Yeah.
I think we have less to worry immediately about his traitorous instinct. But I think that once the independents in the electorate see that they got a lot more than they ever bargained for, that is that's my fervent hope. I still believe the American people have enough, and one of my buddies disagrees vehemently that they're being fed by the mainstream news media and they believe it all. But I think when, and so even some Republicans, when they see not just the economics of what he's doing, but that he starts taking away their freedoms, that's going to really be a, it will be a B, as in boy, a B slap to them. And I
get what you're saying, Brad. My big concern, and you know, you delineated, you've separated basically, you know, what's going to happen here domestically with what's going to happen internationally. But what we have seen with three different Republican presidents, the last three outside of Trump, the last three Republican presidents preceding Trump, Reagan with Grenada, George Herbert Walker Bush with Kuwait and Iraq, and George W. Bush with Iraq and Afghanistan, is that when they were in political trouble and they wanted to raise their political profile, they wanted to grab political power or grab what George W. Bush called political capital, they declared a war. And my worry is that Trump will bumble us, or maybe even intentionally get us into World War III. And it could be really, really, really ugly.
And I think the way to counter that is this. And I know you don't talk much about religion, but there is a tenet in the Bible that when you commit suicide, you're not going to heaven. And I think those who wish
it's not in the Bible, it's Catholic doctrine, I get what you're saying, Brad. I've got to move along. Thank you for the call. Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to say that you are absolutely correct that it's time for the Democrats to engage in class warfare, or actually to respond to the class warfare already declared on us.
Exactly.
I have a suggestion for a tactic that the Democrats should use. The Dems need to make Elon Musk the poster boy for the attack on how billionaires elected Trump and how they are taking over the government.
That's a great suggestion.
Especially now that Trump has said he'll put Musk in charge of identifying where to cut the budget.
Yeah.
They need to use that quote where Musk, the richest person in the world, worth over $200 billion, when asked about budget cuts, said that these, quote, must necessarily involve some temporary hardship.
Yeah.
That's right up there with Marie Antoinette saying, let them eat cake.
I think so.
The lead to the French Revolution.
Yeah.
I want to see the TV ad making Musk the poster boy.
Yeah. This is, again, if the Democrats were getting money poured into their back pockets like the Republicans are by billionaires, they could be putting those ads together and running them right now, and they frankly should. But I completely agree with you, Marty, and that's a great strategy. You've got to define the enemy. You know, I mean, the entire Trump campaign, the entire GOP defined the enemy in this last election. It was trans people and inflation. Those were the two enemies, and the inflation they tied to Joe Biden, and the trans people they tied to Kamala Harris. We should be doing the same thing with this class warfare. Marty, thank you. Thank you very much. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back with Phil Itner on the other side.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Okay. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results count.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Former Wisconsin Badger and NFL player Brady Ewing joins us to preview the big matchup at Camp Randall. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio,
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.